Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better. Even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing.
And make your business sizzle. I can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing, online marketing, social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business? So how is it that disruption and chaos can cause calm and clarity? It seems like two counterintuitive things, but in reality, disruption and chaos can cause calm and clarity. Now, maybe you've read a book, and I love this book. It's called The Blue Ocean Strategy. It's by Renee Mauborn, I believe that's how you pronounce her name, and W. Chan Kim. And what the book is about is this. In the world of, let's say, the feeding frenzy that's going on in business, there's a red ocean and a blue ocean. The red ocean is where all the sharks are feeding. And there's blood in the water because everybody's going after the same food. Blue ocean strategy is where you're off looking into the blue ocean where nobody else is feeding. So, and the reason nobody's feeding there is because they just don't know that there's opportunity there. Usually, this is something that people do when they niche. You niche out. Instead of being somebody who focuses on, let's say, all coaches, that you focus specifically on small business coaches or coaches who help entrepreneurs or whatever it is. I mean, it's more of a niche area as opposed to this big general area. The more you can niche down, the better opportunity you have to get your message heard, because in this noisy online world, so many people are talking to the same group of people. So, what is disruption and chaos? Disruption is changing the way people think about basic things that they use every day. I just got off a great interview with Mark S.A. Smith that's coming up, and actually it was broken into two parts, and I'm going to use some of his examples because they're great. The first one is, if I told you I was going to give you a phone without buttons, would you use it? And that's what the iPhone is a phone without buttons. Now, generally speaking, not any phone has buttons. They all have a touchscreen. Most people didn't understand how to use it. So disruption was not that we're going to change the interface, but we're going to make it so that it's easier to use. And they've done that a lot of different ways by adding voice commands and gestures and all different kinds of things. It was the convenience factor. It was the way that you had to change the paradigm shift. If people are confused, then they won't choose. So you need to make it super, super clear as to why somebody would want to use a phone with no buttons. The other thing that you have to think about is, what is their bleeding problem? As Mark said, his dad was a doctor, and every bleeding stops somehow, but sometimes you either have to triage or just let it bleed out. That's not what we're trying to do. What we need to do is find the bleeding problem that people have. What is the thing that is keeping them awake at night? What is it that they're trying to solve? Now, let's take this into a business standpoint, and I'm going to use an example of an HVAC company, okay? So the red ocean is everybody does exactly the same thing. And that is that they do a $29, a $69 furnace check or air conditioner check every quarter, let's say. You know, they'll do it in the summer, they'll do it in the winter, you know, they'll do it in the spring, they'll do it in the fall. So they offer these things on a regular basis to try to get themselves into a house so that they can check things out and find out what's going on. So if you want to be disruptive, what could you possibly do that's different? Well, let's think about this. What if you taught the homeowner how to do all of those checks themselves and what to look for? So they would be actually looking at you going through and watching a video of you going through and testing different things. Now, granted, they don't have all the right tools. They may not have all the technology. But you can still put it in a way that they can basically understand how to do it themselves. Nobody online has been doing that. And so now you have an opportunity to be in front of them. So if they do find a problem or they feel like it's too much of a burden for them to do it, chances are they'll give you a call to come in. Because you've tried to help them save money. You've done something different than that basic bait and switch kind of thing, which is we're really coming in to find a problem so we can help you get a new furnace, right? Or service it and make more money. And everybody knows the game. But if you truly try to help them, if you're giving them great information, they're going to know, like, and trust you, and they'll respect you more. So it's the same thing with any kind of content for any kind of business. If you can find a way to create great content that nobody else is putting out there, that is in that blue ocean, that educates people on specific things that they need to know, and it has to be something that's a bleeding problem, something that they know they need to fix, then you become the person that they're going to pay attention to. What could that be? It could be videos. It could be audios. It could be ebooks. It could be a lot of different things. But it has to be something of value, something they'd be willing to pay for, just like the person might be willing to pay $69 to have you come in and do that furnace check. But if you teach them how to do it themselves for free, the chances of them calling you to actually come in and finish the job are going to be a lot higher. So that's essentially what I'm talking about from a content marketing standpoint. The chaos happens when they go and try to do it themselves and they realize, I really don't know what I'm doing. I'm kind of over my head, or I don't think I'm going to get the right results. So now that's where the calm comes in. Because now you have created an opportunity for them to say, okay, this person tried, they know what they're talking about. Maybe I should just have them come in and take care of it. And the clarity comes in because they now have a sense of who you are, what's your values, what's your morals, what's your integrity like, because they've heard your voice. One of the things I absolutely love about doing a podcast is you physically get in somebody's body. You're going inside their ears with earbuds or headphones or something along those lines. You create a one-on-one relationship when you do something like this. When you're out there marketing to people, it just becomes noise sometimes. So try to find a way in that blue ocean to get inside people's bodies, to get inside their mind and help them better understand that you are different, that you have something better to offer, and that you're looking out for their best interests. That's what's most important. Most people don't care what you know until they know that you care. So by creating great content and putting it out there for free, your best stuff, for free, is going to help them have a lot more confidence in who you are and what you do. So what does that look like? Well, if you create great content, put it up on your website, make sure that you're drawing them back into the home base that you've created. Yes, you can put it up on YouTube, but if you put the phone number and the website address and everything else on there at that time, it becomes more of a commercial. So whatever you do, try to get it so that it is at your home base and people can access it from there. So how do you let people know about it? Well, traditional advertising. You could do Facebook ads. You could do Google ads. You could do something in your local newspaper or maybe even a Chamber of Commerce e-blast. And just say, we're offering you free help on how to do your own evaluation. So think about ways that you can distribute the information that takes away any resistance from them stepping back and saying, oh my God, I'm getting sold. So that's it. By playing in that blue ocean, you take disruption and you turn it into calm by providing people opportunities to see exactly what it is that they need and help them to stop the bleeding. You turn chaos into clarity by helping them to better understand that they really do need help, they want help, and you're going to be the perfect source to do that because you've already built up a rapport with them. So it's really about just being different. Think different, act different, look different. Try to not play in the place where everybody else is feeding. And make sure the customers understand that what you have to offer is unique and is in their best interest. By doing that, you're going to build a great source of referrals.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.